It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, and welcome to Core Finance, and my guest this morning is David Buick of Panmure Gordon. Welcome, David.
Morning, Colin.
And we're going to talk about Mr. Carney and what he said.
He seems to be a subject of conversation on many, many occasions since he's been there over the last 3.5 years. I think his comments after his meeting in the IMF yesterday were surprisingly pessimistic, saying that Brexit had severely damaged the UK's economy. And he was concerned about inflation having risen to 2.9%, and the fact that wage inflation was on the rise to 3% from 2.1% on an annualised basis, felt that it might be necessary to raise interest rates. And he seems to have plenty of support on the MPC committee, despite the fact they voted 7-2 against it last time. So I won't say 0.25% back to last August levels is fait accompli, but I think it's pretty much done. But it's his long-term comments which were a cause for concern to me, to the view that he feels there is a chance, because of the inactivity in terms of the Brexit negotiations and the lack of clarity, and I think that's fair, that the UK's economy could decouple, not only from Europe, but from the rest of the world. I don't see that, because I think it seems a danger.
Seems slightly contradictory. If the UK growth is going to decouple and go into a tailspin, I can't really see where the inflation is going to come from.
Well, that's where I don't see it at all.
Particularly with the pound starting to rise.
Exactly. The pound is up from 120 at its low 9 months ago to about 135 and change today, which is a significant movement by any accounts. And I just feel that he is in danger of throwing the baby out with the bathwater if there were any long-term ideas of putting interest rates up, say, 1% over the next 2 years. Because I don't think the mortgages, which everybody, we're hopelessly overborrowed, consumer debt is 10% rising every year, it's about £1.5 trillion now. And each family, as I understand, has got about £13,700 worth of debt. I mean, we're into insane territory now. So to put interest rates up significantly, I think could seriously damage retail, particularly because people would have less disposable income. But I think he's just painting the worst possible scenario, and of course Madame Lagarde would have absolutely loved that, being a Remainer.
Lapped
every single last drop. I just think he's painting the worst possible picture, Colin. I hope it doesn't take place. I think if it does, he's wrong.
Thank you very much for that comment.
Not at all.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.